USA Radio News.
With the midterm elections close on the horizon, Congress has a lot to do. Today, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan joined Fox News to talk about some of the priorities in Congress.
Just this week, we're going to finish our bill to rebuild the military, the Defense Authorization Bill. We're going to finish today our career and technical education bill, a complete overhaul of career and technical education. That's going to go, that's already out of the Senate now. We passed out of the House. It's going to go into law. This makes two-year school again. So this is our goal, to focus on closing the skills gap, to get people the skills they need to get good careers.
President Trump responded Wednesday to his former attorney, Michael Cohen, after the leak of a taped conversation in which the two appear to be discussing the possibility of buying the rights to a Playboy model story claiming an affair with Trump. The president tweeted, "What kind of lawyer would tape a client? So sad. Is this the first? Never heard it before. Why was the tape so abruptly terminated while I was presumably saying positive things?" You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Is your computer slowing down?
Yep, I guess they need a new one.
Wait before you waste your money on a new computer. Go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that could be putting your privacy at risk. Unwanted pop-ups, errors, or spam not only slow your computer down, they may allow third parties to track your activities. Go to MyCleanPC.com for a free computer diagnostic. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com.
Today is day two of the State Department's three-day ministerial to advance religious freedom. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Sam Brownback, the Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom, set the tone for the conference underway at the U.S. State Department.
The lack of religious freedom anywhere is a threat to peace, prosperity, and stability everywhere. The right to freedom of religion and the ability to live according to the dictates of your own soul is under attack in the world. This must change.
More than 80 nations are expected to attend the conference. I'm John Clemens.
A new Gallup survey showed that 1 in 4 adults want to completely ban smoking in the United States, and 59% want to see smoking banned in all public places. Gallup also noted that overall Americans do remain largely opposed to a total ban on smoking, but support has edged upward, particularly over the past few years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The administration announced a $12 billion bailout plan Tuesday for farmers hurt by unjustified retaliatory tariffs. Many lawmakers are hoping the president will be able to work out a deal with our trading partners. Mark Check is a dairy farmer in Minnesota. He joined Fox Business to talk about this bailout and how the tariffs have affected his dairy.
Well, this is a short-term fix. We need to fix the global. We need to be on fair trade. Our dairy farm is struggling right now, probably worse than it ever has. I do agree with President Trump. We need to fix this long term so that we can have sustainable agriculture.
Meanwhile, on the business side of things, Satori Cheese President Jeff Schwager talks about how the tariffs have impacted his cheese factory.
You know, a little 10% of our business is export business. We've had to reduce basically our selling price to cover the tariffs in Mexico with our import partners and our customers there, so that the consumers aren't seeing an impact on it. So what was profitable business is now unprofitable or maybe break even at best.
Schwager also talks about what he'd like to see.
Before the tariffs went in place, we were focused on growing the business and growing profitable business around the world. Now we're focused on maintaining business. It's not good for the long term.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Here is your weather, Huntington County. Be careful while you're driving out there. On my way to the station, there is some debris on Route 31, so slow it down. If you look outside, it is not very pleasant. It is raining, partial, every now and then sunshine, 76 degrees. Humidity is awful, just to say that right now. I'm not even going to read the number. It's awfully high, and it's ruining my hair. This afternoon, showers are likely to continue with a possible thunderstorm. Tonight, ditto, same thing, showers and possible thunderstorm. I'm pretty sure I saw animals walking two by two towards a very large boat before. Thursday, thunderstorms, raining, high of 85, going down to 67 Thursday night. Friday, dun-dun-dun, chance of showers, possible thunderstorms after 2 o'clock. All right, let's just skip ahead to the weekend here. Let's do this. The weekend. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near of 85. Woohoo! Saturday night, low around 63. Sunday is going to be mostly sunny. All right, we'll take that. Sunday night, looking at around 64 degrees and clear. We will be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
This is Max Living, brought to you by the ultimate, wonderful, and fantastic Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. I am your host, Mark LaRose. I am the center motivator and instructor extraordinaire. I don't know, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. Folks, it is so great for you to be joining us today. We are open. We are having a blast down there, okay? 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. We're at the Grey Rock Shopping Village. Folks, we are having so much fun down there. We are also changing lives. We are changing lives. And we can help you change yours. 908-627-7020. 908-627-7020. That is the phone number. And you should call us. You should call us and you should find out more information about us. We'll help you out, okay? In fact, you ready for this? It is Friends and Family Week next week. Next week, any of our members, anybody can bring somebody with them. We want to pack the place up with your family and friends. We want to pack the classes with your family and friends. Let's show them why we're so excited, okay? So today, we have a very special treat. We should change the title of the show to Object in Motion. I wish I could play that song, Man in Motion, from the 80s, since we had 80s day in class today. I am joined by the extraordinary and wonderful Jillian Van
Nostrand. I know. It's a married name. I didn't pick it.
I'm sure Kyle's going to comment on the comment section in just a little while now. But Jillian is one of our instructors and membership experience leaders.
Yes.
And we are so lucky and fortunate to have her on our staff. And she graces the presence of the morning classes.
Stop.
You do.
Thank you.
You're fantastic. So, and so Jillian, before we get going, let's just see who we got here. So we got Ron and Lauren are watching us here. Jim, I see you going. Hey, Melissa. Melissa, it was a great breakfast you posted this morning. Aaron's watching. Hey, Aaron. Good to see you guys. Liz is watching. Hey, Deb. How we doing? I see you. And you see us. So I don't know if I press this. Is it going to say anything? No, it's not telling us everybody else. Oh, and Stacy's watching too. So we got a
bunch everybody.
Of people here. So give me a lot of likes and hearts on the comment page. Come on, show your love for us here. And listen up. If you have questions for Jillian, or if you have questions for me, whatever, post them. Hey, Sarah, who dressed up this morning
oh, yeah.
so beautifully yes. in the 80s.
Hi, Sarah. Great.
So if you have questions, post them down here, and we'll do our best to answer the questions as we go through. It's kind of a live forum. Thanks for the hearts and the likes. So, Jillian, hi.
Hi.
Listen, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. I'm sure a lot of members are either watching us now or they're going to watch it later.
Sure.
And, you know, let them know a little bit about you. Like, how did you get into health and fitness to start?
Okay. I know that a lot of times with the Max, people give their testimonies, and they're always beautiful. And you can really see what that person has gone through to get to where they are today. And I feel like I do have a testimony, and it does look a little bit different than maybe Megan's that you might have heard earlier in the month, or anybody else's. I've always had a love of fitness, whether it's you know, playing sports when I was young, through high school. I had mentioned that my family and I have always been pretty active, so it's been instilled in me at a young age, hiking, biking, kayaking, just kind of growing up loving to move. And as I got older and I went away to college, I wasn't involved in sports teams anymore, and I realized I still needed that movement in my life. It made me feel good. Mm-hmm. It calmed me down if I was stressed out. It was like hitting the restart button or the recharge button, and I could go about my day feeling fresh and renewed and able to tackle anything. So I continued to incorporate some form of movement into my daily routine as a young adult in college, and then continue that mindset as I've gotten older. Just keep it in my routine. It's in my schedule. I'm not going to, you know, erase it and pencil something in instead of that. But as far as incorporating that into the Max, I feel like it's not only a physical transformation for some people, but for me, it's definitely been a mental transformation.
Sure.
And I know we talked about that a little bit in the center in our classes this morning. I kind of went through a period where after college, it's like, whoa, a rude awakening. You're in the real world now. And like a lot of people, I found myself in jobs that just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
They didn't fit right. And years kind of went by, and I was like, is there something wrong with me? I feel like I'm not working hard enough, or I feel lazy with what I'm doing just because it didn't click right. And I just felt like that's the way it was supposed to be. Long story short, finding the Max, I've definitely gone through that mental transformation that I've already seen in so many of our members just, you know, halfway into our second week. Just being able to open up, to be more positive about things, to, you know, be there for other people and to kind of allow their energy to, you know,
it's infectious.
Yeah, it is. And I needed it. Yeah. And that's kind of my my non-traditional Max testimony.
There you go. No, it's still a great testimony. And you're right. We draw energy off of our members. I think I told both the Wolf Pack and the Incredibles, the 5 a.m. Wolf Pack and the 6 a.m. Incredibles. I told them that, you know, I walk in the doors with one cup of coffee and there's things to do. The first member that walks in, though, I am right there with them, and my energy levels just spike. All right, we've got 30 seconds before commercial. Let's see. Liz says there's nothing wrong with you.
Thank you.
Saying hi to Stephanie. Hey, Steph. Haley's watching, too. So we're going to be back in just a few seconds. We have to pay the bills, I guess, by running commercials. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Don't move. In fact, you should probably get a pen and paper, because we're going to be talking about creating healthy habits in a little while, and you're going to want to take notes unless you're driving. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're dancing here. This is Max Living. We are back, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 1802 Route 31 in Clinton, the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Village there. You can't miss us. We are open and we are running. Classes are filling up and you need to contact us now. Here, let me say this out right now in case anybody's asking. You don't have to start your 10-week challenge on the day that we announced it to start. Okay, you can start your 10-week challenge any day you want. You come in today, you enroll today, you start your 10-week challenge tomorrow. Okay, and we are here to help you. And I think, you know, Jillian, that's one of the things I think that our members, because we've been getting feedback now for just over a week, our members seem to be surprised, pleasantly surprised, at the amount of support they actually get from Team Clinton and the advice. And I mean, you know, at first day or two, we were all on Facebook, right, and on the private group just answering questions and things like that. But we are here. Hey, Lindsay, good to see you. Oh, Barbara's watching too. Hola, Barb. And so I think they're pleasantly surprised with
Absolutely.
The amount of support. And that's one of the things that makes us different. So if you are tired, hey, Kelly, wave hi to Kelly. Hey, Kelly. So if you're tired of donating money on a monthly basis, you know, to a big box gym, I saw a cute cartoon this morning that said, it was a little cartoon with a guy in a gym, and it said, who do I make the check out to pay for the membership I'm never going to use? That is not
Sad
the case.
But true.
Yeah, that is not the case at the Max Challenge of Clinton. So, all right, Jillian.
Yes.
We were talking at the center this morning, mm-hmm. In between classes. And one of the subjects that came up, I think that's near and dear to your heart, mm-hmm. my heart, Ron and Lauren's heart, Megan's heart, is the examples that we set for our children with the habits, the eating habits and the exercise
Absolutely.
Habits that we do have.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and a lot of people probably know this already. Oh, hey, Michelle. A lot of people know this already, that this generation of kids, teenagers, mm-hmm. are not expected to live as long as the generation before.
Okay.
And that's for the first time in like 60 years or something mm-hmm. that this is happening. Talk to everybody about your thoughts on, you know, I don't know. The best way I can say it is that people come to us, right? They want to change their lives. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need to change their lives for somebody else too.
Right.
You know, it's not just about them. Mm-hmm. So please.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, you come into contact with, I can't even give you an estimate, X amount of people every day. And the way that you hold yourself and the way that you feel really affects everybody, whether it's, you know, somebody you're passing in the street, yeah. People who are closer to you, like your family, your spouse, your kids. So, you know, by changing how you feel, by coming to the max, doing something good for yourself, you're really changing other people's lives, whether you know it or not. And I think, you know, in thinking about my childhood, when we were kind of speaking this morning about, you know, just things that my family and I would do together really revolved around being outside and things like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't really realize it maybe until just this morning, but maybe that's why I love to move, to be active. So it's so important to incorporate that into your family life in some way or another. It's always fun to, you know, have a movie night with your family, to sit and relax. But, I think it could be even more exciting to plan, you know, different hiking trips around, mm-hmm. the state, you know, to plan things on a weekend that are more active than just going to see a movie or things like that. And, you know, you can also incorporate that in the kitchen as well. I was actually reading something a little bit ago on how, you know, our society has changed. We don't really gather around the process of preparing food as much anymore.
Oh, like the family dinner table?
Yeah, that's or, you know, like picking vegetables. It was a community thing. Or like the article that I read was specifically about pickling. So you would have the whole community come over to pickle that harvest's zucchini and things like that. So that was kind
pickled
of...
Zucchini?
Pickled, cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Sorry, maybe I just made a new treat. Somebody has to try that Max compliant one. But yeah, so that was kind of the act of being together, and it involved community and, you know, that fresh farm to table thing that has really been lost over the years.
Gotcha.
But now, you know, more recently, we're definitely getting back to that artisanal everything.
Yes.
Where is our food coming from, and appreciating the people that grow it, and mm-hmm. going to farmers markets. So that's definitely something that can become a family tradition again. So your mm-hmm. kids or, you know, somebody else in your family can see, you know, this is where this vegetable comes from. This is how I make it with my family.
Absolutely.
And it becomes more special. It's not just, oh, it's nutrition. It's numbers.
Yeah.
You remember things more when they're important to you. So
100%.
I think that's, you know, so important for the younger generations.
Yep.
And having been in a classroom setting as a teacher, to see how children, you know, are operating more today than even when I was in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's so nuts.
Yeah.
You know, young kids having these attachments to electronics and things. It's like, no, you still got to value being outside and moving. And that can start with anyone in the family.
Yeah, 100% agree. 100% agree. It's you even said it, that in schools, I mean, they do have gym class. But it's not enough.
It's definitely not enough.
And if you look at the rate of childhood obesity,
mm-hmm.
That just keeps climbing.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even have enough time to talk about all the factors that walk into that.
Right.
But to stay on topic, I'll say this. From experience, and people watching and listening know this, your children will mimic and copy what you do, not what you say. You can tell them one thing, but if you do the opposite, they're going to mimic that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, like, for instance, you know, my mother, God rest her, she smoked for many, many years, you know, and in case you haven't heard, smoking's bad for you.
Really?
Yep. And it helped kill her. But here's the thing. My brother, you know, I love him, but he ended up smoking, mm-hmm. even though my mother told him 1,000 times it's bad for him.
Right.
You know, it's just one of those things that happens. And so when it comes to the habits of healthy eating and exercise, our children, and if you're involved with your grandchildren also, your nieces, your nephew, they will copy what you do, not what you say. Molly is saying hi and says, bring the dogs.
Yeah.
Just saying. Remember, if you have a question, type it into the comments. We'll do our best to answer. And because she said hello, I'm just going to give a shout out to my beautiful fiance and love of my life, Susan. Love you. And so going along that lines, one of the things that we had talked about too was about that we should learn to cook more.
Yes.
There's too many options out there for us to just pick up. And I know all of our members, you're learning it now about reading ingredient labels. There's there's probably 100,000 food-like products.
Right.
That are thrown at us on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's scary.
But you learn to cook, and you learn to cook healthy too.
Right.
Right? So,
yeah.
Sure.
And I kind of want to quote Ron right now, but once you brought...
Wait, before we quote Ron on air.
there's no swear words in it.
Oh, okay.
No. When you said, it's so easy to just pick something up off the shelf and eat it, I immediately thought of one of Ron's many catchphrases is keep it simple, stupid.
Yes.
A lot of people can be scared to get in the kitchen and cook things.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple. And that's kind of what the Max is all about. Our notion of clean eating. It's simple stuff.
Yep.
And when you're in control of, what you're putting in that skillet or, what you're putting in the oven, it's just simple things that your body needs to run off of.
Right food, right portions at the right time.
Yes.
That really sums it up right there. We can teach you in between the rest. And so you, maybe not so much in college but you taught yourself to cook.
Yes. Well, part of my family's tradition, being outside and exercising was a big thing, and cooking wasn't as much. So growing up, I didn't really think too much about what I was eating. Of course, I had my favorite junk foods and stuff. But towards the end of college, I had to cook for myself. I didn't have the school, cafeteria anymore. I was in a sorority, and we had a chef or a cook.
A chef?
Well, no, I would say cook. Okay. I'm sure there were sloppy joes in there somewhere. And having the opportunity to be around people from all walks of life, people who have had different experiences. One of my very good friends was vegan. So it just kind of puts you out there to be exposed to so many different things.
Yeah.
So that's when I was like, I really want to think about this more. I put so much energy into being active and, doing right by my body in that sense. Why wouldn't I feel the same way about the foods that I put into my
100%,
body.
Yeah.
So with so much information out there today, I think it's really important for everybody to put it on themselves to educate themselves, through other people or through the Max, to realize, okay, this stuff might not be the best for me and why, and what could be the repercussions of eating it every day.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I kind of started to have a switch in my my fitness journey, I guess. Not just focusing on movement, but also the nutrition aspect
on the fuel.
Of it. Yeah,
the fuel part
important.
Of it. So you do some healthy cooking now.
I do.
And so, I didn't write this down, and, maybe we can edit this later. But what if after the broadcast is done you send Ron and Lauren one of your favorite healthy recipes, Max compliant healthy recipes, and let's put up Jillian's choice of recipe. We'll find something Max compliant for our members, and
absolutely,
we can post it up there, and share some of the recipe.
Cool.
And all that too. I think
I'd
that would be a really
that.
Great idea. The fuel thing is interesting because I honestly believe most people take better care of their cars than they do their bodies. The things that we put into our bodies without even reading, if you went up to the gas station, to the gas pump, and you noticed a sign on the gas pump that said, really, really healthy organic gasoline for your car with only a little bit of sugar, nobody's going to buy it. You're not going to put that into your tank because it has sugar in it.
Right.
So people do that. Now, you've been exposed to group workouts for a long time.
Yes.
Then.
Yep.
You enjoy that group setting. What's one of the best things about a group setting that you like about exercising?
I mean, it's just the energy. I mean, we mentioned that before about being in the center and our members. The energy being around all these other people who have all different goals, but similar in that moment.
Yeah.
And it really is good motivation. It pushes yourself to do better. Not necessarily, you know, a competition, but to, you know, almost hold yourself accountable to do better than the day before.
Yeah. And encouragement too.
Yes.
You know, I teach some classes and then we watch other classes,
right.
And to see members helping each other out, encouraging each other. I mean, Scott in the 6 a.m. class, you know, people were doing their first 60-second planks and he's there just encouraging them on. I didn't have to do a thing.
Right.
All I had to do was be quiet and let Scott do it. So thanks to Scott there.
It's so awesome to see that. And I feel like that's part of that mental transformation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, and I'm a little shy to bring this up, but when I first started reaching out to you guys about the max, and I took that first trial class, and I was like, I don't know if I could do all these high fives. Now I can't imagine being in an exercise, you know, facility without that.
Yeah.
these two gentlemen from the propane company came to my house yesterday to remove these propane tanks. They were huge. They were completely full, very heavy. And I was standing on my back porch watching them.
I was going to say the tanks or the guys.
You know, they could maybe reach out to us for a membership. But, you know, it was hard work. It was hot outside. They were pulling these tanks. And I didn't even realize it, but I started cheering them on. And I was like, I wouldn't normally do this. I can be kind of reserved and, you know, feel embarrassed easily. But I was clapping it up for these propane guys because they were doing an awesome job. And that's when I was like, that's my testimony. Yeah. I'm mentally, you know, transformed by this company.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting experience.
Yeah, me too. Let's give a shout out to Lee.
Lee's watching.
Hi, Lee. How you doing? So when we're talking about group workouts, time flies when you're having fun. We talk about group workouts. I was pleasantly surprised to learn an interesting fact about you. Ron had shared, you had shared this morning too, is that, and take note of this, members. So, Jillian, the reserved Jillian, the quiet person who sits at the desk working, you studied mixed martial arts, MMA.
Yes.
How long did you study for and why? What got you there?
Right. Well, I know that you had mentioned you had taken martial arts classes. Mine wasn't necessarily in that more traditional sense, but I was able to take these classes alongside a woman who used to fight competitively, and she made these classes available at this location that I was going to. So I think I was able to learn from her for maybe like 3 years. And it was not just an awesome workout. I've never sweat so much and been more out of breath in my entire life from a workout, but it is so empowering.
Really?
To just see your body move in those ways that is so powerful. And I think for women especially, it's an amazing feeling. And to, you know, hit those Wave Masters on Friday for me, it was that first punch on the sparring pads.
Kickboxing on Friday, folks.
Yep. Get pumped.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's addicting. And it's a great workout. Yeah. So
I'm glad you're on our side. That's basically what I'm saying. So I should have enticed you to try to get a demo in here or something like that. But no, I'm just kidding. So this is an interesting question because from my own experience, when you're motivating people on a daily basis, sometimes, you know, 7 days a week, who motivates the motivator? We have to draw as people who are helping others energy from someplace. Mm-hmm. So what or who motivates you on a daily basis? Mm-hmm. How do you know, just get up and get rolling, get roaring? What keeps you inspired?
Right. And I think I mentioned earlier, just, you know, before becoming a part of the Max, not, you know, feeling myself. It's definitely hard to motivate yourself. I mean, as far as working out, I was still doing that, but, you know, for the rest of other parts of my life, I felt like it was just kind of going through the motions. Yeah. So in this point in time, you know, besides my family and my husband, I think my coworkers, it's an amazing feeling to have people behind you that care, that value you, that support you, and that same support and motivation you guys give our members, you also give to each other. And even when it's not directly, you know, directed towards me, seeing you guys pull each other up, it's motivating. Mm. And I was thinking about this the other day. A lot of people talk about having the Sunday scaries, you know, that yeah. downtime before having to head back to work on yeah. Monday. I don't have that anymore.
Look at that.
And so to get up early in the morning, Monday morning, you need that motivation. And mm-hmm. I would say it's the members and it's the great team that we have at Clinton.
Speaking of teams, the amazing and awesome Megan Smith, lead instructor at the Max Challenge of Clinton, just tuned in. Hello,
Megan. Hope
awesome.
You're still wearing that scrunchie.
The scrunchie. You know, side ponytails are just so awesome. So let's get into the meat of this then, so sure. to speak. A vegetarian saying the meat of it. But we were talking about healthy habits.
Yes.
So you have you're a busy lady
yeah.
and you have an active lifestyle mm-hmm. and such too. So let's give our audience, mm-hmm. members and non-members, some three quick tips that they could start today to make a change in their life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one of the first things that I would say is you should come down and check us out, the Max Challenge of Clinton. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee that. I don't use that word often, but for people who aren't going to make it down possibly to the Max today, give me three things, and we chatted about it briefly, that people can do immediately today
right.
to start to live a little bit healthier.
Mm-hmm. I would say, and this is in no particular order, but make time for yourself. I know a lot of people, especially if you have families and lead super busy lives, it sounds like a selfish thing to do. But I had mentioned earlier in our show, penciling in your movement, your exercise, as you would, you know, taking your kids to soccer, or going to a doctor's appointment, or that really important 10 o'clock meeting. You wouldn't miss any of those things. You shouldn't miss the opportunity to exercise.
100%.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, a lot of people have these preconceived notions of exercise, like bending over your knees and heaving and dripping with sweat.
Yeah.
You know, after our week at the Max, our members are telling us, over the weekend, I went for a walk. I, you know, went hiking. I went swimming. There's so many other opportunities to get
and
that
their energy levels are already climbing.
Yeah.
They're climbing.
It's amazing. And that's usually one of the first, quote unquote, excuses that people will give to not wanting to exercise. I
yeah.
don't have the energy. It's week two, day three, right?
Yep.
And so many members have told me, I barely have to drink coffee anymore. I have so much energy.
Look at that.
And that's why I use exercise. Get there, go through your workout. Sometimes you really have to drag yourself, but at the end, you can just feel like the world is lifted off of your shoulders and you can go about your day and conquer, mm-hmm. you know, the crazy schedule that you have.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
definitely make it a habit to make time for yourself to get that exercise in.
And just walk in the door. What's the word of the week? Consistency.
Consistency.
Consistency, consistency. Just show up. Trust the process. So healthy habit number one, schedule your exercise and make time for yourself.
Yep.
You know, to quote a very old example, you can't pour water from an empty cup.
Very true.
Okay. And if you're a person of responsibility, a parent, a grandparent, an employee someplace, whatever, you have to give of yourself. You need to get that cup replenished. So it's not selfish to do that. Okay. Second healthy habit somebody today could just do.
Well, speaking of that empty cup, Mark, you should fill it up. Fill it up with water.
Water.
You know, we were chatting about this. A lot of our members already have been, you know, are becoming professionals with their nutrition plan. But somebody who's just listening in and who is not a member, an easy change, a beautiful habit that you can have is drink water. Like we were saying, there's so many other beverages out there, sodas and sweetened this and unsweetened, but tightly, like lightly sweetened that.
Yeah.
It's bad. Drink
yeah.
water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people will say, I have a headache. I feel lethargic. I'm tired. My joints hurt. Water's good for all of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lubricating your joints and it's good for your digestion.
It's good for the thought process. Our brains are about 80% water.
Right.
And if I personally think the majority of people we meet on a daily basis, not at the Max Challenge, not anymore, not anymore, but they're dehydrated. They're
Absolutely.
Walking around dehydrated. So
yep.
that lethargy, the inability to focus, maybe you just need to hydrate yourself so that your neural synapses actually fire off properly.
Yep.
And something you just said too, my expression is drink more of what you're made of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people come up to me, can I drink this? No. Drink more of what you're made of.
Right.
Water,
yeah.
water is so important.
That's perfect.
And it's an interesting thing. And just to get into a little physiology here, if your goal is to try to lose weight, water is like the oxygen of this. Water helps oxygen transport. If you're dehydrated and you're doing cardio dehydrated, studies have shown you're not going to burn off as many fat calories, fat cells, as you normally would. Just imagine, I'm going to use the analogy again, you get in your car and you go to start it, but your air filter is clogged. You're not getting any air. You're not getting any oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Your engine will misfire if it starts at all, if it even starts at all.
Right.
So the oxygen in the water just helps you burn off fat cells.
Absolutely.
So that's great advice. Great advice.
Thank you.
And lastly, yep, we got a couple minutes still for the break. So lastly, what's the third thing that you would suggest? What did we take a note on? Food.
Oh, yeah.
Food awareness.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. We've kind of touched on this a little bit. But being more aware, you know, like we said, there's so many products out there. It's so easy to get sucked into those commercials or those social media ads for the newest, best food. But just being aware, take the time to turn that bag of chips around and read the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what something is, take the time to look it up. We have so much information at our fingertips. You know, you would be doing yourself a disservice not to look into it more and just live more aware, more connected to yourself. And, you know, it's the first step of making healthy choices.
Educate yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And typically this is what we say down at the Max Challenge of Clinton. If you can't pronounce the ingredient, it's probably not good for you. And one of my personal favorites that I share with people is if it has a television commercial, it's probably not good for you. Most of the things that we see on TV that have a commercial are food-like products.
Mm-hmm.
They're food-like, but they're not exactly food. Not everything, but a lot of it.
Right.
A lot of it going on. So, you know, learning how to read nutrition labels is actually part of our program. You know, we start showing people. And that's one of the inspiring things that we see on Facebook. You know, and when I say on Facebook, I don't mean our regular page. When you're a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton, you are part of a secret Facebook community where we interact probably on a minute-by-minute basis. It's unless people are sleeping, you know, people are on there sharing recipes, asking questions, inspiring each other. Oh, God, it was amazing to watch this community. And that's what we have now is
yes.
this community come together. So learning how to read those nutrition labels and recognizing the things that are regularly put into our quote-unquote food, which have no place being there.
Right.
And learning to do without those things. I don't ever remember my grandmother baking with, you know, red number five. It's not like she had a bowl of red number five.
Right.
It's like, hey, kids, you want to come and lick the bowl of red number five? Yum. It just never happened that way,
right.
too. So, so it, you know, learning about that is a fantastic thing. You know, we're going to take a break in here in just a minute. When we come back, a couple of simple questions.
Sure.
And then just remember, though, folks, Friends and Family Week next week. You've been watching. You've been listening. You've seen the social media posts. Maybe you saw us on Clipper. Maybe you've seen us walk down the street in the red and black shirts and jackets and the hats. And you're like, what is this thing about? What is this Max Challenge of Clinton? The Max Challenge of Clinton? Well, you can find out, and it's not going to cost you a dime next week, especially if you're a member. You're on fire. Bring somebody. Let's pack the house next week. Bring your family. Bring your friends. You are watching and listening to the Max Challenge of Clinton's broadcast of Max Living. I am here with Jillian. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Don't move. Talk to you soon.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome back. This is Max Living. The Max Challenge of Clinton is open. It is at the Grey Rock Shopping Village in Clinton, New Jersey, 1802 Route 31. Write down this number and get more information now. Right now, call 908-627-7020. 908-627-7020. Ron, Lauren, myself, Jillian, Megan, we are here to help you change your life. Okay? How many times have you thought about doing something about it? It takes energy. Right, Jillian? It takes energy to sit and think about something.
Yes.
So take that energy, stop thinking about it, pick up the phone, send a private message on Facebook, reach out to us. I guarantee you, you will not regret it. Not regret it. Oh, hey, Ava's watching. Hi, Ava. How you doing? So this is a question that actually Lauren wrote for somebody else.
Okay.
And I just threw it on here.
Uh-oh.
Because I was just curious.
Okay.
So people who are listening, especially for the members, what is something about you that people would be surprised about if they found out about it?
Oh, man.
Take your time.
Oh,
clock is ticking.
Tough.
No, I'm kidding.
Something about me. Like,
yeah.
Like a personality trait or
whatever.
Something that I do?
Something you do, something you've done in the past, you've tried, an aspiration, something about you that if you needed to share it, it's like, okay, this is something here.
Well, I've always wanted to be an author.
An author?
Yes. So when you're little and everyone asks you, what do you want to be when you grow up? I was either an author or a music conductor. And thinking about it, I think, you know, the movement of the arms. We've been talking about movement. I just thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
So always wanted to be an author. And maybe a year or two ago, I started to write a book series for children.
Not just a book.
Well,
a series.
See, I haven't gotten past like page one of book one.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of put it aside. Lost a little bit of inspiration. And again, like I said, that time in my life where things just didn't fit right, and I was getting down on myself. And now, thinking about it, that we're talking about it now, why not pick it back up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like how we see our members every day pushing through these obstacles that they've had in place for years and kind of having that breakthrough.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something that I should do. Yeah.
And speaking of our members, we have a few minutes left. Without using names.
Yes.
Okay. We have heard, I mean, this is day 7 of the challenge, mm-hmm. right? We've heard day 8, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, day 8, we'll count it. I can count. We've heard stories. Without using names, what's one of the best stories you've heard in just 8 days from one of our members about how our program is affecting them in mm-hmm. in such a positive way?
Mm-hmm.
What's one of the things that you've heard? I'll share one when you're done.
Sure. We were just speaking with one of our beloved members yesterday about this, but just how, you know, she had gone through, you know, so much pain earlier in her life and, you know, not having self-worth and just feeling very down, to put it lightly, and deciding that, you know, I'm worth something. I deserve to have my health and to have a wonderful life, and living life with purpose and positivity. And she, just at her short time at our center, just brings that energy and more every single day. Mm-hmm. And you can see it, affect people that she just met, you know, her giving hugs to everybody and just transferring that energy and positivity, you know, and having her say that this challenge, this community has really changed her life and been that positive staple that she needed. It was amazing to hear. And I know, although not everyone has kind of given their why yet, it's probably the same for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
The why. You said the word right there, and I'm just going to touch on it, deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is something that, as a trainer for 18 years, people, and if you're listening to this, this could be you. We deserve to have good health, especially when we're the ones in charge of it.
Right.
I mean, if there's certain things that happen to us that are beyond our control, you know, we can't account for that. I think human beings in general, we try to control things we can't. It's one of the things that brings, I think, the most stress and most frustration mm-hmm. to people is when something's completely out of our control, we get frustrated about it. So my advice has always been to, well, then start to control the things that you can. And one of the things is the attitude you have towards yourself of deserving to feel good, deserving to live as long as possible. We're all in the business 24 hours a day of trying to live as long as possible,
right,
and feeling as good as we can. And for some of us, it's about looking good in a bathing suit for summertime. For other people, it's about being able to put your feet on the ground first thing in the morning mm-hmm. and feeling pretty good when you stand up. For other people, it's having the energy to play with their children in a park or their
right.
grandchildren in a park. So to understand that you deserve this. You deserve this. And when we were talking about, you know, we're talking about member testimonies,
mm-hmm.
I've heard so many great ones. One in particular was, at this stage in my life, she said to me, I deserve this. I deserve to take care of myself. Again, like you had touched on, Jillian,
right.
She had gone through a fair share of suffering and emotional suffering and things like that. And when you get through that, and I know it's a process to get through that, but this program will help reduce stress, reduce anxiety, will show you how to eat better. But this is the other thing. This is something one of the members said to me yesterday, Jillian, have fun doing it.
Yes.
Do we have fun or what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
80s day today.
80s day.
And,
yep.
I mean, just the music alone got everyone moving, and smiling, and it's.
And lip syncing.
Yes. I was definitely dancing at the desk.
A lot of lip syncing going on in class today.
Yeah. So to incorporate fun into exercise, you don't even know that you're breaking a sweat. It's amazing.
Yeah. It definitely does everything all at once. We have fun. We make it I mean, this is the other thing that surprises me about it. I mean, we're at day eight. The class times, the classes, like that.
Yeah.
We get started. We do the warm up. We do stretching. And the next thing I know, we're ready to do our power talks at the end. And it's like, wow, that time flew by. I mean, the classes are 45 minutes. For people who don't know, they're 45 minutes. We're not sticking you in there for 90 minutes. And we cram a lot of fun into there too. A lot of fun into 90 minutes, into 45 minutes. So, parting advice from your heart to people listening, take whatever you want to share.
Advice.
Parting advice.
Let me think about that a second.
Uh-oh.
Just no, I got it. I can pull it together. Just respect yourself, respect your body. You only have one, you know, do right by it. I say it a lot during our stretches and our warm-ups. Be gentle with yourself, you know, think about what your body needs in that moment. On a day-to-day basis, we feel different every day. If you need a little extra stretch that day, give it to yourself. Yeah. You know, if you, you know, need to move more that day or move less because you had a challenging day the day before, respect that that's what your body needs.
Yeah.
And I think, a lot of our members already are becoming more connected to their body,
100%, yeah.
And to re-get to know themselves,
yes,
in that aspect.
Yes.
So just start there. You know? Say hi
advice.
To yourself. Introduce yourself to yourself.
That's great advice. Yeah. This is something, we have about 90 seconds left. I said to one of the classes this morning that these folks paid money to us. Some of them paid money to reserve their spots in class before we even had a place to do it, before the lease was even signed, because they believed in this. Believe in yourself. And I guarantee you that the faith, the leap of faith that those folks took for us, for the team, to trust us to do this, they are not disappointed today. You know, day three of week two, they are not disappointed. I know I'm not. I know this has been and continues to be one of the most amazing journeys I have had. It's a job that I love. And I was sharing with you before when we had a call with corporate. As a personal trainer, you get a certain sense of fulfillment in helping one of your clients out. And it may take months before you feel that. A week into it, I have felt it 20 times over. And I would think I would speak for Jillian,
absolutely,
is that we feel very lucky. We feel really lucky to be a part of this team. We want you to reach out to us. Members, keep asking questions. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Non-members, you need to call today and get information on this. Private message us, email us, 908-627-7020. We are here. Jillian, you rock. You're awesome. Thank you for being here today with me. Thanks
anytime.
For chatting. I appreciate it. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. We will see you next week. Have a great day. Take it to the max.
Boom.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
American farmers already receive billions of dollars in federal aid every year. President Trump offered them another $12 billion in aid yesterday due to the trade tensions going on between us and other countries. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says this is only a short-term solution.
This is a temporary measure for agricultural producers. It's authorized in the USDA and part of their rules, and we're using that to temper this. This is a temporary measure, hopefully to show China and other countries they cannot bully the U.S. into caving in on unfair trade practices. That's exactly what President Trump's strategy is, and I think it will work.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, leaked a taped conversation between Cohen and the president. Rudy Giuliani responded to the leaking of the tape.
Major point is it's outrageous that someone would tape his client surreptitiously.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Surveys usually reveal what is wrong, but in this one from Gallup, researchers want to find out what is going well for Americans. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has a story.
Nearly 4 in 10 cite the economy or the